and each week we did a biography. And I don't remember the ones, all that we did, but I have tapes of two of them. One was on Barnum and the other was Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, no. Well, how did you learn your pitches? How did you learn how to do that?
Oh, I've got a kind of a natural gift to gab, I guess, and I don't do anything original. I steal a little from this one, a little from that one.
Well, is that what most people probably do?
Huh. What works.
What works.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Could you do a short one?
What subject?
You pick the subject. Candy pitch?
Candy pitch. Ladies and gentlemen, before we start the evening's performance, we would like to call your attention to a new product that is being introduced to the market. Mrs. Casey's Frozen Delights, a delicious new confection manufactured by the Casey Candy Company of Chicago, Illinois. Now, this is a box of delicious candy. It's going to be sold in your supermarkets and drugstores on counters throughout America starting in about 2 months, and it will retail at $5 a half-pound box. Today, here at the circus, we are going to pass out a box of this delicious candy to each and every one of you who would like to sample it. Now, please understand, the boxes of candy that the vendors are holding in front of you now do not contain a half a pound of this delicious confection, but each box does contain enough candy for you to munch on and enjoy throughout the performance here today. Now, as a special incentive for you to try this new confection, the Casey Candy Company has placed in each and every box a gift of value. Among the gifts that you will find in the boxes are ladies and gentlemen's electric razors, pen and pencil sets, diamond rings, Cadillac automobile, whatever, you know, so on and so forth. Okay, sometimes you'd even go so far as to have a display of merchandise, you know, and then you would point out the various items. I might say that once each week we do give away a Cadillac automobile. Today it's already Friday. The Cadillac hasn't been won yet this week. And so when you get your box of candy, look through it very carefully and don't just take the candy out and throw the box away, because if you have the yellow certificate that says you have won the Cadillac automobile, please bring it over here to the bandstand immediately. An executive of the circus will go with you to your local Cadillac dealer and you'll be driving your new Sedan DeVille before this day is over. The best part of the candy and the prize is the price, which is only 25 cents. Hold up your hands now as the vendors come to you. Please don't come down the seats to them. Let them come to you. Hold up your hands. It's only a quarter, 25 cents. Please open your gift package right away, taste the delicious candy, and see what kind of a prize you've won. Look, right over there, there's a lady holding up a beautiful, chic, electric ladies' razor. Oh, over there, in section number 3, I see a gentleman holding up one of the Rolex watches, a presidential Rolex. He's won in his box of candy today for only 25 cents.
That's one. Well, would they actually give away a Cadillac?
No. In fact, I did this on a circus one time. I think I'm the only one that ever went. It was that brazen. And I did it two times, two different pitches. And after the second time, the owner of the circus came down and he says, "Ward," he says, "I let you get by with murder. But I think when you're going to give away a Cadillac for 25 cents, that's a little too much. Now, don't do that again."
That's great.
Huh. Of course, you don't have candy pitches anymore at all, because that has now been declared a lottery and it's illegal.
Oh.
That's why you will not see any more candy pitches.
Oh. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that is.
The other day I went over to St. Petersburg to the Bayfront and saw Sugar Babes.
Oh.
And they opened the second act with the old burlesque candy pitch. And with the combination offer of the little cartoon book and the viewer where you see the nudie girl and all this, you know. And then they sent the chorus boys out through the audience, but they didn't actually sell the candy. They just took and tossed them out, you know.
That's great.
Huh. I know. Well, that'll become a dying art if it's illegal. The candy pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it'd be great if someone could come do that at the festival, do a pitch.
Now, what, Garland Parnell and Wayne Murray and Al Antonucci, they're all still active, but they probably wouldn't be on the road
at that time. I don't think they'd be on the road at that time.
Okay. Because what we would...
I think Parnell's first... I think he goes to Winnipeg about the second week in June, so I think he'll still be here.
Okay. Because what we would be able to offer, since we are a state agency, our funds are limited, what we have to work with, we would be able to pay all their expenses, travel, room and board, with some sort of fee yet to be determined over and above that. It certainly, I'm sure, will not be near what they would normally get for a regular engagement. But
is that your truck?
It's getting warm in here.
Oh, I thought.
But I don't know.
This house always is a mess. I won't apologize for it. Just a
I
well,
know, it's
yeah,
fine.
Don't worry about it.
It's kind of a warehouse as much as anything.
Magicians are the
maybe retired magician.
Yeah.
Let me think. You know who would be great for you, and I don't know just how you could work him into your program. But he's on the same...
You were saying somebody that would be good.
Oh, Doc Miller.
Oh,
lives
we got
in,
Doc Miller.
We
yes.
got Doc.
Yeah.
Out of
yeah,
Stark.
He's,
yeah.
He's probably, he's, I think, coming. He and his wife. Yeah, he's a great, interesting guy.
He's just
Does
wrote
he
a book.
Do magic?
No, I don't
no,
think so,
okay.
But just the name came to me.
Well, we were thinking of having him, because we'd like to do a photograph exhibit of old photographs, and he's got a lot of good ones,
mm-hmm.
And Billy said some of the people at the show club here, Terry Harper, she's very interested, and she's been collecting some old photographs, and we'd like to have them copied also for the state archives, so we have copies of those, but he knows a lot about the...
I have jillions of old photographs.
Do you really?
Do you? Ah. Would you mind if we copy?
I have the complete collection of Bandwagon. I've got a complete collection of White Tops. I've got billboards dating back to 1921. Yeah.
You can talk.
You can talk.
Need the other radio. And those,
radio.
Yeah. The other talkie radio. We went to two up to West Virginia.
Okay, we had one here.
Yeah, Red's got
one in the house, and one over at Winter Quarters. It's got to be up there on the counter somewhere.
Where's those photo folders that Doc left here?
They're up on top of the stereo in the office wagon.
What's his name? I don't know. I can't remember now. Oh, yeah.
Magician.
The photographs. Yeah.
Magician. Oh, where the heck did he open a new store? There's a very good magician by the name of Phil Chandler. His wife has a dog act, and his wife and daughter also do a rolling globe act.
A what?
Where they balance on the balls.
Oh.
Okay. Billy Rogers would know, I'll bet you. Okay. Somewhere on the East Coast, I think it was, seems like it was Daytona Beach, but I'm not certain.
Oh, okay.
Great.
All the other people that you've mentioned, though, they live here in Gibsonton? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Are there any other kind of, I don't know, strolling acts? I mean, I don't know what would be considered a strolling act other than the organ grinder.
Not that I know.
Pitch people, though, usually don't stroll.
No.
They're in a fixed place. Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Oh, about the photographs, would it be possible sometime for us to look through them and make, I mean, we won't take any of them, but we'd just like to duplicate them or copy them for ourselves.
Sure.
That would be, we'd really appreciate that.
I have one question I wanted to ask you, and that is, if you had it to do all over again, would you do it the same?
No.
No? What would you do?
Well, I think I would. Okay. I think I'd probably go into the theatrical business rather than the outdoor business if I had it to do over.
Just because it would be less traveling and hard.
I think it would be more rewarding.
I think personally, and financially?
Yeah, I think I could have done more of the things I would have liked to have done.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So, let's see. We've got. Is there anything else behind the scenes that's done that we wouldn't have thought about that people have to do that? I mean, I know there's a lot of people got to set up the tents and that kind of thing, but craft-wise, or I know people have to make the costumes and the scenery. But.
Well, again, I don't know if they'd be available to you, but one of the nearly lost arts, and it's the thing we're going to do this year at the Smithsonian, is the Sideshow Banner painting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You can take an artist and they can paint a picture and you can't use it for a sideshow banner because there's a certain technique that keeps the canvas soft and pliable. You cannot damage the paint, you know, because and the sideshow banner is folded and unfolded and whipped in the wind and you take the regular artist that's been trained to paint on canvas and their canvases are stiff. I had one of those one time, a brand new beautiful sideshow door banner. The first time we put it up, the wind hit it and it just split, just disintegrated everywhere it had been folded. And we are fortunate that we have an in-house banner artist who's painting in front over at our winter quarters right now. And he's not painting, he's painting a solid front of Funhouse, but he also does our banner work, Johnny Mia. Johnny probably will not be available at that time, but right up here on the highway is Jack Siegler, Siegler Sign Company.
And, is he the Tattoo Jack?
No, that no, Tattoo that. Jack is Jack Cripes, who works for Jack Siegler.
Okay.
And both of them are good banner painters. We've got a lot of Siegler banners and some that have been painted by Jack Cripes that we use.
Now, is Jack Siegler, is he doesn't go out or he is pretty much based here?
Yeah, he's permanent.
He's permanent? Has a sign painting?
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret to getting it sold?
They won't tell.
Yeah. Well, they might not demonstrate then.
Oh, yeah.
They would?
Yeah,
sure.
Probably you'd have to.
If he's painting, you know, if he's painting a banner anyway,
they won't
he'll just, you know, would bring his frame up and stick it up and go ahead and. That's what Johnny does. We did this 2 years ago at the Smithsonian, and then last year we didn't do it, and they had so much comment on it, they want him back again. So this year he'll just take and put up the frame and he's getting paid extra to
over and above what he would
do anyway. So. Right.
So why not?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, I think people would really get a kick out of that. Very much.
Well, especially since it is one of those things that's part of the traditional part of the outdoor.
And becoming very rare.
Right, entertainment thing. Yeah. Unless younger people start learning it, then it will just...
If they would teach them how to do it.
Well. I know.
That's the trouble. They take there was an old man by the name of Fred Johnson, who was kind of the dean of the banner painters, he and Snap Wyatt. And Johnson worked for many, many years with the O. Henry Tent and Awning Company in Chicago, and we got all our banners from them. And the old man finally, his arthritis got to him, and he retired. And in his last years with O. Henry, Bernie Mendelson, had owned the company, wanted to bring in an apprentice. Yeah. And he had any number of people he could have done it, you know. And Fred wouldn't be bothered. And so, you know, he didn't pass on these secrets to other people.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's awful.
Well, is Jack Siegler, is it S-I-G-L-E-R or S-E-I or...
S-I-G-L-E-R, I think. But again, I'll look it up for you.
Okay. And that's in Gibsonton?
No, it's in Tampa.
Oh, in Tampa.
It's between Gibsonton and Tampa on the highway.
Okay. Great. That would be wonderful. The last thing is, I think Billy Rogers mentioned that you have a tent. Do you have any tents that you
I got all kinds of tents.
Because we'd like to put up a tent.
Well,
I mean, obviously not a big top.
That's not impossible.
A big top?
How big a top do you want? Maybe the biggest I can give you would be about a 90 by 190.
Pretty big. Yeah, I don't think we need one that big.
that would be very big.
That's about the biggest? What's the smallest?
Oh, about 12 by 12.
Oh, well, that's a little too small. How about 50 feet by, what was it? 50 feet by something.
Well, but those were rectangular, or the smaller. 50 by, well, I don't know.
30 by 120, 30 by 90, 40 by 60.
40 by 60 sounds about right.
Make me a note on that.
Okay.
40 by 60 and the dates.
Okay. Also, what would be the prices for that?
That I'll have to ask because I don't know those prices in my head. I have to ask the Red Trowers in charge of that department.
Okay.
How many people do you have on your staff?
Oh, right now it's very minimal. When everything is going, we've probably got 200.
And you have to keep the books for it all?
Well, not really. Each of the wax museums is autonomous. And the one unit of shows is, you know, we split it out in various units.
Yeah.
I get to do all of the year-end books, though, which is lots of fun. And all the W-2s. That's what I did this morning till 4:30. I finished the W-2s.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, who hasn't? Somebody told me you were a night owl. I said, oh.
Well, it's the only time that I can sit down and concentrate on it. Yeah. Get it done.
When everybody else is asleep and not coming in every 10 minutes. And saying, well.
Then my daily activities don't usually start till about, oh, I don't think the phone rang this morning till 8:30. When it comes to the wardrobe, Marge usually does the most difficult of the wardrobe work.
Well, we have some other girls that do the stuff,
work on the stuff too, but when it comes to the feather work, I usually do the feather work because that's
Really?
It's not just, it's different, it's not sewing.
Uh-huh.
And that's my current project, is taking these old hoop skirts and putting a bow on them.
It's not sewing?
Well, it's sewing, yeah, but it's, you can't do it with a machine. It's teaches.
God.
Then I make the feathered, the headpieces on the wire and all that.
Oh.
But before you,
you do.
I'll show you the wardrobe room.
Oh, yeah. I wish you would be. You were going to be around at the time we had the festival. It would be wonderful. Yeah?
I think so.
I think we're done with the